Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday, so I'm taking your questions that you emailed us at freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. If this program has impacted you at all, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. When you pitch in any amount of money, you help us hire more staff, buy more equipment, and reach millions of young people. Impact young people at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. I'm taking your questions that you emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, I want to tell you about Good Ranchers. You guys have heard me talk about it before. I put my name behind Good Ranchers because their meat is great. And it's made in America. I love our country. Look, GoodRanchers.com with an S, GoodRanchers.com. They partner directly with the only American ranches from across the country to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. So you get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers, T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. And by the way, GoodRanchers.com is 100%. That's right, 100% American beef and chicken. Pretty amazing. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meats right to your door. Perfect for grilling out or dinners at home. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code CHARLIE to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now. Use the promo code CHARLIE. Save $20 for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code CHARLIE. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm taking your questions that you emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Since it's Monday and I select your question, if you are selected, you win a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine. So let's get into a question right here. Hi, Charlie. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm struggling with an issue concerning my church. They have finally reopened, but have done so with the following instructions. 5 p.m. service, masks required. 9 p.m. and 11 a.m. service, masks required. I'm sorry, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services, masks expected. Those are their exact words, required and expected. I don't believe those words were just thrown out. I believe they were carefully chosen. To me, they seem to mandate masks. I've not attended in person since they released these instructions. My question is, how can I take a stand in a Christ-honoring way? I've emailed my concerns and was told I could come without a mask, but not during singing. Jeez. I feel like they are handing our religious liberties over. Please help me know how to stand against this. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle, your concern is rooted correctly. So I'm not going to get into the efficacy of masks here. Instead, I just encourage you to do your own research. And I encourage you to read Heather McDonald's article that we have here on charliekirk.com. By the way, everyone check out the new and improved charliekirk.com. We've spent a good amount of time and energy and resources revamping charliekirk.com, where Heather McDonald made the point that there is zero correlation between countries that have worn masks and not worn masks in hospitalization rates, ICU rates, or death rates. Michelle, my piece of opinion to you, and congratulations, you win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, is to privately ask the pastors, are you doing the masks for health reasons or to try to not be attacked and condemned and repudiated? Just ask what their intentions are. Because if it's around health reasons and they say you have to wear a mask during singing but not singing, I mean, this is horsepucky. This is complete and total unscientific nonsense. And the left always likes to say, well, we trust the science. No, they trust the scientists that they like. They listen to the scientists that confirm their deeply held political opinions. So, Michelle, my piece of advice to you would be don't make a scene publicly, and just tell the pastors religious expression, the gathering of believers, shall not be forsaken. The Bible tells us this. And lean in on this and say liberty requires trust. And when you trust a citizenry, you protect their liberty. When you don't trust a citizenry, you take away their liberty. That's why we take liberty away from prisoners. That's why we do not allow 8-year-olds to have a firearm or 10-year-olds to drive. Liberty requires trust. When you don't trust a population, you take away their liberty. A simple question to ask your pastors is, do you trust us to make good choices? Do you trust people that might be afraid of getting the virus and they believe that masks work to wear a mask? Do you trust people to make informed decisions? And if the answer is no, then why? And do you think you can micromanage us and control us? Great question, Michelle. Thank you. Hey, Charlie, I've been looking for a good book to describe modern history and how we got here. What would you recommend? Thanks so much, Carl from Cincinnati. Well, congratulations, Carl from Cincinnati. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. I did actually select this question for a reason, because it segues nicely to our sponsor that all of you know about that I have. By the way, we say no to a lot of sponsors here on the Charlie Kirk Show. We're very careful who we partner with. But Thinker.org is an amazing site where you consume great ideas quickly, and Thinker.org/Charlie. So I'm picking a book that's very interesting for this week, the book of the week, at Thinker.org/Charlie. It's called Salt. Salt by Mark Kurlansky. Have you been in a restaurant recently? Probably no. If you live in California, it's a bad thing to say. Do you remember when you used to be in a restaurant? And do you remember when you used to be in a restaurant and they used to have salt shakers? I want you to remember these times in Chili's or Applebee's. When was the last time you said thank you or that you had appreciation that you had salt? That probably never really even passed on your radar screen. You probably said, salt, I mean, why would I be thankful for salt? Interestingly enough, salt, many thousands of years ago, was used as currency, incorporated into religious ceremonies, and the cause of political unrest and wars. That's right. That little vessel, that little vial of 8 ounces of little rocks that you put on your French fries used to shape trade and the formation of cities in unexpected ways. Such has been the influence of the edible rock we call salt. This book at thinker.org/Charlie, Salt, is one of the most interesting quick reads that you can consume, and thinker.org allows you to consume it. Here's some of the key insights from salt. For most of our history, there were few compounds as precious as salt. You want to see how human beings have progressed? I would say that 99.9% of all human beings don't say, wow, I'm really glad we have a lot of salt around. But why did salt matter? Well, for millennia, people of disparate cultures have assigned remarkably similar religious and sexual significance to salt. So central was salt to ancient Chinese politics that the character for salt contains the symbols for brine and government officials. During the Middle Ages, innovations in salt production saved parts of Europe from starvation. Salt was used to store food. It was used to be able to keep things to be non-perishable for a longer period of time because it dehydrated food. That's what salt does. Gandhi's Salt March was one of the most successful protests because India's rich and poor alike were dependent on salt. I love this book because it uses something we all know, we all use, we all consume, and it paints a very interesting historical picture in a way that you might not expect. It's Mark Kurlansky's book, Salt, A World History, at thinker.org/Charlie. I encourage all of you to go to thinker.org/Charlie, but you have to spell thinker correctly. It's thinker.org/Charlie. And I like this book for one other final reason. You'll actually should be thankful after you read this book. We argue about a lot in our country. We have lots of squabbles. None of them are about those little rocks that you have on a table in Chili's or Applebee's. Instead, our squabbles are about ideas and about how to govern. But for a lot of human history, almost all rebellions and wars and conflicts were over salt. Check it out. Thinker.org/Charlie. Hey, Charlie, can you explain the 25th Amendment? What does Nancy Pelosi mean when she says she's looking into it? Can she even do that? Nielsen from Anchorage, love your show. Check out our episode on Friday that aired. I encourage you to download it. But I'm just going to give a quick refresher course on the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment has only been used a couple times in American history. In fact, it was first used to replace the vice president. The 25th Amendment is divided into four sections. Number one, section one, the vice president becomes president after the removal, resignation, or death of a president. Section two, if the vice president's office is vacant, the president nominates a successor. Both chambers of Congress must establish a majority vote to confirm the nomination. Section three, establishes protocol if the president is too ill or disabled to serve, but only needs a temporary replacement. In this situation, the president gives a written declaration to Congress. The vice president becomes acting president and remains so until the president writes another declaration to resume office. Section 4 further explains what happens if the president is unable to give temporary power to the vice president. That and more are detailed in the 25th Amendment. And the 25th Amendment was first used in 1973 when President Richard Nixon nominated Gerald Ford as vice president after the resignation of Spiro Agnew. A few months later, it was used again when Nixon resigned and Ford became president. And then Ford then nominated Nelson Rockefeller as his vice president, but he actually remained without a vice president for a couple months. And so the 25th Amendment is being threatened to be used by Nancy Pelosi for a couple reasons, but I'm only going to tempt you a little bit, so you got to go back to the episode on Friday, check it out, and download it yourself. Congratulations, you win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine because you emailed us your question, freedom@charliekirk.com. Natalie from Queens, congratulations. What people does the swing voter group consist of? What group does the Trump campaign need to be giving special attention to? Swing voters are typically college-educated suburban voters. They are the most elastic of all voting groups. They are the least inelastic, meaning they're the least likely to be one party. They go from moderate Democrat to moderate Republican. They care about kitchen table issues, health care, security, foreign policy, and sometimes size and scope of government. Almost every mass change of power of the House of Representatives and the presidency is determined based on suburban voters, people that have a mortgage, earn about $90,000 to $130,000 a year per household, take a couple weeks off a year for a vacation, and they are invested in the American way of life. This is who President Trump must win over. This is a core group that must get behind the president's reelection campaign. Natalie from Queens, terrific question. Gardner from Oklahoma, what do you have to say about Kamala saying that she has faith yet supports abortion, or her saying Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic? Is this just another ploy to get votes? Gardner from Oklahoma. I got an email recently from someone, and whoever this email is, thank you for emailing it, saying that Joe Biden is the Christian candidate. Let me be very clear. If you're a Christian that votes for Joe Biden, I question your Christianity. It's that simple. I'm not saying that if you don't vote for Trump, I question your Christianity. Some people would say that. But if you vote for someone that supports abortion, I do not understand how you can justify the belief in protecting the innocent, someone that wants, that believes that cannabis dispensaries is more critical and more essential than the assembly of believers. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court in direct contrast, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer. The question remains, who exactly is going to be defending people of faith? It's not going to be Joe Biden. And I'm not going to comment on Catholicism. I am not a Catholic. Some of my best friends in the world are Catholic, and I have a lot of appreciation and respect for Catholics and the Catholic tradition. However, I do not understand how Joe Biden can say he is a practicing Catholic and also believe in the ruling of Roe versus Wade. It says very clearly in the scriptures that we must protect those that cannot protect themselves. When does life begin, Joe Biden? When does life begin? Does life begin in the womb? Does life begin at birth? Because you cannot give an answer to that, we, as Christians, doubt that you are actually contesting for the defense of those that cannot defend themselves. Jonathan Weatherby from Billings, Montana says, Charlie, where can I find unbiased news that's not influenced by the left's agenda? Thank you for standing up for truth, Billings, Montana. Two websites that I enjoy, realclearpolitics.com. We are going to try to have Tom Bevin on an upcoming episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. I keep saying this, but he's actually a really, really good guy. I love Tom. He's really awesome. And realclearpolitics.com is great because they actually don't report the news. They kind of just aggregate the best and most trending opinion pieces from the right and the left, and they have all the latest polling. They're just kind of a splash page. Think of it as what Drudge Report used to be. Also, I like justthenews.com. Justthenews.com is a terrific website run by John Solomon where they do real journalism that is, quite honestly, just the news. Martha from Newport Beach, what is your opinion of Trump stopping stimulus negotiations? I'm no fan of the stimulus spending necessarily, but is this the right political move? Is it the populist thing to do, or do you think the GOP establishment is misleading the president? Martha from Newport Beach. Well, just so you know, if you read this bill that Nancy Pelosi is trying to pass in the stimulus, which is bailouts for cities and local governments and major states, you would agree with President Trump. I was not a fan of the first stimulus at all whatsoever. I am not a fan of continually pouring on more deficit spending onto the economy. I was very outspoken against the first stimulus. I'm still a constitutional small government guy that does not like to see our freedoms and liberties infringed upon by the debts and deficits of today, our inflation, and quite honestly, serfdom and restricted liberty tomorrow. I don't like it. People do need help. The question is, how do we help them? I have the greatest stimulus idea out there. I will put my stimulus idea up against Nancy Pelosi, up against Mitch McConnell, up against House Republicans. My stimulus idea is so incredibly blunt. And guess what? It requires zero new spending from Washington, D.C. Open the country up completely, fully, right now. That's it. You want to stimulate the American economy? Open the country up. You want to stimulate the American economy? Open up New York. You want to stimulate the American economy? Open up Los Angeles. Deficit spending on unemployment assurance and free checks to people. All of that is just central planning politics that is actually not going to help people. You want to help people? Go back to what we had in January. What did we have in January? A robust economy with the lowest ever Black, Latino, Asian American unemployment, wages going up, we were finally energy independent, a Dow that was scratching the surface to 30,000, trillions of dollars of wealth coming home, manufacturing jobs being created, and the highest income earners were people on the bottom 30% of the income distribution ladder, 5 million people that were taken off of food stamps. People say, Charlie, why don't you support a stimulus? I say, I do. I just don't support another act of Congress to put my generation further into debt so that we can spend stuff on silly state bailouts so Nancy Pelosi can keep Gavin Newsom and Governor Cuomo in power. Instead, the stimulus that I support is doing what South Dakota did. Open up your economy. Trust people to make good decisions. Empower entrepreneurs to come up with solutions. If people don't feel safe at a certain place to go shop there, then they won't go there. If people don't feel safe to go to a certain restaurant, they won't eat there. These one-size-fits-all draconian lockdowns where we stuffed people that were already infected into nursing homes and shut down the schools will go down as one of the worst mistakes in American history. And the solution is not going to continue to spend money we don't have on things that don't matter to try to accomplish things that will never happen. Stimulus spending has never worked in our country's history. I opposed it under President Trump. I understand why he had to do it politically. And I opposed it under Barack Obama. Deficit stimulus spending is Keynesian economics gone wrong. John Maynard Keynes, who is the author of, obviously, Keynesian economics is his name, but he believed in deficit spending. His quote was that, quote, we are all dead in the long run. He did not believe that deficits mattered. He does not at all. He did not believe that debt matters. He believed in a heavy-handed role of government. He also believed in the broken window fallacy, that if a thug walks the streets and throws a brick through the window, that's a good thing because then all of a sudden the window repairman gets a job the next day. So under the Krugman, Paul Krugman, Keynesian economic model, when Minnesota and Kenosha were burning, that should have been a stimulus. Look, people are starting to drive again. That's the beauty of reopening the economy and getting rid of these lockdowns. With it, I'm sure a lot of your cars are acting in very strange ways, and you probably need some parts for your car. You guys have heard me talk about it before. I love our partners at rockauto.com. Rock Auto is a family business. They serve auto parts customers online for over 20 years. You guys have probably seen their advertisements before, but I've dove into it. I did my research. RockAuto.com saves you money. That's why I wanted to partner with them here on the Charlie Kirk Show. And why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? And so for random example, a Delphi FG146 fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey is $353.99 at an advanced big chain store, but only $225 at Rock Auto. By the way, all these different car parts might as well be in a different language for me. That's why Rock Auto has all the information so you can compare and you can make an informed decision. That's why I like Rock Auto. And the best prices out there are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? So go to rockauto.com. You guys have heard the jingle before. Rock Auto, all the parts what? That's right, you'll ever need. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts you ever need. And just say that Charlie Kirk sent you. Get your parts right now. You guys might need a muffler or whatever other parts are incorporated in a car that I don't know. So rockauto.com, use the code Charlie Kirk. Paul Krugman, who writes for the New York Times, never has been called out for being economically wrong, but every single piece of prediction he has ever written, despite winning a Nobel Prize. And he, by the way, Paul Krugman writes a lot of the textbooks for children across our country. I was in an economics class at Wheeling High School in the suburbs of Chicago, learning Krugman economics for the AP. And in it, it said that the Reagan tax cuts did not accelerate economic growth. Categorically untrue and easily disproven. In fact, a little bit of a flashback. Charlie, how'd you get your start in politics? April 27th, 2012. Liberal bias starts in high school economics textbooks. I wrote my first piece for Breitbart.com. Quote, all across the country, students are studying for advanced placement exams coming in the middle of May. Students in AP economics are taught with Krugman's Economics for the AP by Margaret Ray and David A. Anderson, adapted by Paul Krugman. Our public education system is supposedly one without bias, a place where any student can come and learn without any form of partisanship. Instead, our classrooms are slowly becoming political lecture halls, with teachers being pawns to further the doctrine of liberalism and equality. Throughout the entire textbook, there are historical, factual, and statistical distortions. For example, Chapter 36, The Modern Macroeconomic Consensus, contains 16 sweeping generalizations, such as nearly all macroeconomists now agree. There is now broad consensus. Today, most macroeconomists believe. Almost all macroeconomics now accept. None of these assertions are backed up with even a single citation. If a student were to submit an essay with such a disregard for basic evidence, it would ensure a failing grade. I continued by writing, I find it troubling that Krugman's Economics for the AP concludes that Reagan's supply-side economics is generally dismissed by economic researchers. The main reason for this dismissal is lack of evidence. Referring to economic growth and output, our textbook goes on to say that there was, quote, no sign of an acceleration in growth after the Reagan tax cuts. Here's what I wrote. Unfortunately, most of my classmates accept what's in our textbooks as the truth and are unaware of other points of view, such as the conclusion, quote, by the end of the Reagan years, the American economy was almost one-third larger than it was when it began. I finished by saying, the continuation of this propaganda will create a youth so misinformed and clueless that they'll have no choice but to turn to the government. And that is exactly what liberals want. That was written 8.5 years ago when I was a senior in high school. And I'm afraid that Paul Krugman teaching bad economics is one of the main reasons why we're seeing the radicalism of our country happen in almost a slow motion car crash. So no, I don't support more deficit spending. I don't support Keynesian economics. I don't support spending money we do not have, mounting deficits. I support reopening our country and trusting people with the God-granted right of liberty. Hey, Charlie, I know you're an Eagle Scout. Me too. I wanted your take on what happened to the Boy Scouts of America. More broadly, being an Eagle Scout, what is your take on conservation? Thanks, Brian from Phoenix. Dennis Prager famously said, the left destroys everything it touches. This is absolutely true when it comes to the Boy Scouts of America. The Boy Scouts of America used to be a wonderful organization where only boys were part of the Boy Scouts of America. Now girls are part of the Boy Scouts of America, despite there being the Girl Scouts of America. So my greatest experiences growing up were going to Boy Scout camp, getting my Eagle Scout, merit badges. It was very influential in character development, in building strong people. Now the Boy Scouts of America is a completely and totally destroyed organization that I am ashamed to say that I was ever part of. It wasn't that way when I was growing up, but now letting girls into the Boy Scouts, deteriorating and destroying the backbone of what was once a very functioning and flourishing organization. Girls should not be in the Boy Scouts. When boys are around girls, they're less likely to take risks and they're less likely to build relationships with other boys. They act differently when one singular female gets entered into the equation. The Boy Scouts are under financial pressure. They're in financial ruin, and I hope no one helps bail them out. The Boy Scouts of America has unfortunately slipped into one of the most disappointing deviations of an organization. I'm sure there's some good troops out there that are still doing a good job. Boy Scouts have produced presidents, military generals, astronauts, CEOs, and more. The Boy Scouts of America now has fallen far from its commitment to, as a scout would say, be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. There's some things you never forget. That would be one of them. Thank you guys so much for sending in your questions at freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you listen to our sister episode, The Christian Case for Trump, or 10 Reasons Why Christians Should Vote for Trump. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we are working to make our kids love America again, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you guys so much for listening. Talk to you soon. God bless.